selected from. Which do you think is stronger? I think we know the answer, so call 636-230-5800, 636-230-5800, or stop by Amazing Siding and Infinity from Marvin, the showroom in Ellisville, or check them out online, AmazingSidingSTL.com.
Tootsie Rolls, donate to help the children.
The Knights in Yellow Armor are back again to make a difference in the lives of kids. Thanks to your donations each year to the drive for persons with developmental disabilities, children are now served in the spacious and innovative Knights of Columbus Developmental Center at SSM Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center, a leader in the early diagnosis and intervention for autism and other learning difficulties.
Thank you, sir.
Continue the tradition and honor these Knights and support the kids October 10th through the 12th. Every gift makes an impact.
God bless you, and enjoy the Tootsie Roll.
For the best lawn on the block, DynaGreen. Ask your lawn and garden dealer for DynaGreen or online at DynaGreenInfo.com. They've got the best fall starter and grass seed, DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com.
Well, you know what? I know who is this? Brian Setzer? Who is this? Cherry Pop and Daddies? Who is it?
Stray Cats.
Stray Cats, of course. Who was with the Stray Cats? There was some.
That was Brian Setzer.
Was it Setzer?
Yeah.
So I was right. Brian, give me the ding ding. Bring up Brian. I said Brian Setzer. I was right. Man, do I know music? No. No, I don't. Dr. Doug is about a minute away. We're going to get right to him. Get ready to call with you. You know what? You can just call now. You got a minute to get on here and get on the board. And then I'll talk about American Equity Mortgage. And by the time I'm finished, we'll be ready to go with your questions for Dr. Doug, your pet's best friend, 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. American Equity Mortgage is in the... Well, let's break down their name. American. They're in America. Equity. That's what you build when you have a house. Equity. You know, when you're in high school, beyond high school, did they teach you what the word equity meant? They never had that, did they?
No.
They never covered it.
They took an accounting class, but
they
I don't think
they
covered
it. They didn't even tell you what a mortgage
yet.
Was. You didn't know what that was until you got... My daughter, you know, college graduate. I'm not. Ask me, what's a mortgage?
Now they do have a class now that my daughter had to take, and it's they give you a budget, and then you have to take that budget and
call your daughter right now and ask her what equity is
and pay your bill. Yeah. Oh, she's working right now.
I bet she won't know.
Probably.
Does she know what a mortgage is?
Yeah.
You're sure?
Yeah.
Okay. But equity? No.
I don't know if she knows what equity.
My guess is no. See, notice how Dan tried to derail me? I'm trying to, and he's trying to get, oh, you don't, no, that's not right.
Well, no,
they have classes now.
She did take a class like that with, they gave them a budget, and they had to pay their house payment and had to pay their bills and all that stuff, which I think is great.
I think it's a great idea. My daughter graduated from college and didn't know what a mortgage was. She'll learn one of these days. So American equity, that's what you want. You want equity in your house. And then mortgage. Mortgage, basically, home loan. And the great advantage, see, there's an advantage that people have who own homes that people who don't own homes don't have. And that's the advantage that they can, of borrowing money, using that equity to get really low interest rates. And that's what you want when you borrow money. You know, if Peon said to me, hey, I'll loan you $100, but I want 8% interest. I want $108 back the end of the year. And Dan said, I'll loan you $100. I only want $2 back. I'll go with that one. That's what we're talking about here. Check on it. Get those credit cards paid off. That's bad, bad debt. Like I'm talking to a dog. Bad dog. Bad debt. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. Well, look at those phones. They're all lit up. That means these are people with pets, and they're crazy about their pets, and they want to talk to somebody who's also crazy about their pets, and that would be Dr. Doug Pernikoff of the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic. And he's brought to you by Laclede Cab. your AM and the PM cab company. Download this app, STL Taxi. It's a free app. It's a great app. Great way to get a Laclede cab. And now you know the numbers. Obviously, you've called. Let's get on it. Here is the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon and your pet's best friend, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, hey, hey. How is everyone today?
Great, doctor. How are you?
I am AM and the PM.
Everybody should be.
I agree.
You know, I had an MRI, had two MRIs this morning, and this delightful 36-year-old woman, we started to talk, and she said, I don't know what led to it, but what do you do? You know, chit-chat. I said, we're at a radio station. Said, oh, what station? I told her. She said, oh, I've heard of you. She didn't say, I've ever listened. She'd never listened. I've heard of you. And I thought, how sad. How sad. How sad for all the people who are not listening, who listen to whatever other crap they're listening to. Not you, doctor. Here I am in the PM. And so are the people calling. Are you ready to get to it?
I sure am.
Let's go. We will start with Greg. Greg, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
I'm AM to the PM.
Yep.
Frank, I've been listening to you since the early 80s.
Wow, wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, I got a question. Frank, you'll appreciate this because you spend a lot of time at the Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah.
I have a place down there, too.
Okay.
And my Basenji is a little dog, and every other living animal can drink that lake water and be fine. If I take get a mouthful of it, I'm going to die. Why is that?
Good question.
What was the question? I couldn't quite hear.
His dog and every other animal at the lake drinks out of the lake, but if he would drink it, he'd die. First of all, you wouldn't die, Greg, because a lot of people swimming in the lake have taken in a gulp of lake water. You won't die, but you don't want to make it a regular glass of lake water. But that's a great question. Why is that, doctor, that animals can go drink out of take something worse. Take any old pile of dirty water on the
ground. Right.
And they could lap it up, and they'll get sick.
Well, don't forget, they don't have and practice the kind of cleanliness that humans do. I mean, they have clean bowls, but they're still sitting on the floor and exposed to all kinds of bacteria. So their bodies are more generalized and more open to kind of diversity. At the same time, they can be sensitive to a change in a dog food diet, but drinking the water, I guess they have more resistance just because of who they are. Humans were so, you know, into clean, clean, clean. I think it's like I always just tell somebody, someone that washes their face continuously, much more sensitive to acne possibly, because they're so clear that, you know, they never get a chance for a normal colonization of bacteria. So I think it's probably the same.
So animals, their systems build up an immunity to the bacteria in that water that would hurt us.
Right, because again, they're not, they're not living the sterile lifestyle that humans are kind of obligated.
So I think what he's saying, Greg, if you want to drink out of the lake, start drinking a bunch of dirty stuff
full
of bacteria.
I think I'll give it to my wife instead.
Oh, I wouldn't have said that. Oh. I would never have said that about my wife.
Well, it's easy for me because I'm not married.
Okay. You have a question for Dr. Doug?
No, I think that was it.
Oh, that was your question.
That was it.
That was it.
All right, Greg, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Another lake person.
Wow.
Let's go to Pat. Pat, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug. Thanks for speaking with me.
Now, Pat, you're either female or you're a guy with a very high voice.
I'm female.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, these days, you know. What is your question?
Dr. Doug, I'd like to know more about canine epilepsy, specifically psychomotor seizures.
The epilepsy,
where would I go for that information?
If you can Google and put for, do you have a pet that's going through this?
Yes. Well, I have a foster.
Okay. So I would talk to, I would get on Google and explore, but there's an amazing neurologist in town, a couple of guys, but one in particular that strictly does neurology at one of the specialty centers, Dr. Fred Winninger, and he's just amazing. So if you're having a problem, I think that program, VSS, has a special rate for rescue dogs. So you might want to call them and talk to them about what options there are in diagnostics and treatments. Most any vet can help you with some seizure treatment. There are a lot of drugs that are available, but I think if you want to know specifically about a certain type of seizure syndrome, you're best to talk to one of the specialists.
Okay.
Okay.
I will look him up. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Pat. There goes Pat. Here comes, what'd I do? Did I mess something up here? Here comes Jay. Jay, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How you doing today?
Good, Jay. And you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
What's happening?
I've got two cats, long-haired cats, and no matter how much I comb them, they still continue to get knots in their fur.
Okay.
And I have no clue why this happens. I don't know if it's just from cleaning, but I'll cut them out, and like 2 days later, I go to brush them again, and they got knots again.
Yeah, that's, first of all, there is an amazing brush, the Furminator, that you have to do it continuously, but that's something I'd look into. And that's, I think, the best brush. It was designed by some local groomers who made a fortune doing it, but it's really a wonderful product. That's for number one. Number two, when you get that kind of knotting, it's usually a result of the cat grooming and the moisture, just like it happens after a bath, too, in dogs and cats, that if you don't dry them out and brush them out, it just knots up. And probably from the grooming process in the long-haired cat, you're getting this kind of knotting. But you also need to understand that because they're probably grooming like that much, they are more prone to collecting hair and creating kind of a plug in their body, a hairball. So you definitely want to keep them on some kind of hairball supplement, like an oil. Most of them are petrolatum products. Talk to your vet about that. It'll help you along. And a lot of people with real long-haired cats will also trim them down seasonally so they don't have to deal with all that.
No, I shave one of our cats every, 3-4 months just because I was tired of him, the hairball issue. So
He
tolerates it now.
But is there a special type of clippers to use?
I'm sorry?
Is there a special type of clippers that need to be used?
No, I just use regular wall clippers that you can buy, the kind that
barbers use.
Yeah.
Yeah, or better off, so you don't cut them, I'd probably go to one of the groomers and let them just trim them out, or some vets will do it too.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks for the information.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you, Jay. And this should be Nick. Nick, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I just have a different kind of a question for you. If an animal came to you and you were 99% sure that it was being abused or mistreated, what do you do in that situation, or has it ever happened to you?
Yeah, I think we've seen an animal or two like that. And the first thing we do is we kind of question them. And we ask them about, why, I don't know what you're seeing, but if you're seeing, like, it's too thin or its hair is ratty, I mean, in some cases it may actually be a medical problem that's not their fault and they're working on it, or they're not working on it. But either way, that wouldn't be abuse, but that needs to be more responsible.
It's neglect, which is almost as bad.
Yeah, it's neglect or irresponsible behavior in pet care. So I would, either way, I would approach myself as a veterinarian. I would challenge them in a nice professional way and try to understand what they think is going on. And if they, based on what their response is, if I thought they were really being abusive, I would probably report them.
To whom?
Well, I think you could report them to the police department first and foremost, and I'd also call one of the local groups, like the Humane Society or APA.
You know what, though? That's a tough thing to prove. You call the police and you go, hey, I think this guy's abusing his pet.
You just have to explain to them, and if they're willing to take a look, or the Humane Society, then they are. If you can get some photographs or if you know the history or what's going on that seems peculiar to you.
Yeah, by the way, if they can prove animal torture is a felony.
Is it? Yeah,
yes.
I don't know.
Yes. It's a felony. You can shoot a dog dead, and if it just drops dead, believe it or not, that's a misdemeanor. But if you torture a dog, it's a felony.
Wow,
they have to prove torture. Yeah, I know. It's a weird
one. We can kill millions of people, but the beheadings seem to really turn everybody off differently. You know, meanwhile, we're killing them all the time.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, yeah. I know we're off on another topic here, but you're so right about that.
The extremity of it, yeah.
It's the fact that that's a whole different level of depravity that you
Yeah, I think that's what it is, but just to throw a bullet.
Nick, thanks for making us talk about beheadings.
Way to go.
Appreciate it.
You know what's on my mind?
Anytime.
Yeah, no, I even know of a situation historically where a vet was being rough with dogs, and the vet was, they called the police on him, and he actually I think he got penalized in some way. So I think the police might be an alternative. If not, they'll tell you where to go directly.
There's a dog in my neighborhood that runs around, and he doesn't look very good. And I'm suspicious, but I don't know. So
right,
you know.
He should be running around anyway. They get a ticket for just that. That might be the first step, is to kind of inadvertently sign him on for a ticket, and then the police or whoever goes there sees the animal. If they see,
let me ask you a question, Nick. Can you catch this dog? Will the dog come to you?
He is friendly. Yes.
All right. What would be wrong with this, doctor? If Nick brings the dog in, calls the police, holds the dog there, just pets it and feeds it, calls the police and go, here, this dog, which shouldn't be in my house, is always running loose. I know there's a leash law. And by the way, I also think the owner not only neglects him, but is abusing him. Will you look into this? Have the dog at your house.
Yeah, as long as you don't pull him out of the yard.
No. If he's running loose, and if he's running loose anyway, right there, the guy's at fault because it's a leash law. He's not following the law.
But if you pull him out of the yard one night or something, that's a no-no.
No. I'm saying if he comes to Nick's house, call the police while the dog's there.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, thank you. On Animal Planet, they have... they do have a show where
Animal Police, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's like that, but it's like going through the Humane Society. It's animal control, and they're the ones that come in, and they would take the dog, and then they would find out who the owner is. Then they would go find out what's going on with the dog, and then they would decide to press charges. That's usually what happens.
That's interesting. Yeah.
All right.
Well, I hope you do something.
You can't say do. Hang on, you can't say do do. Oh, edit out do do.
All right.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
All right, now, doctor, this is very awkward, but I'm going to have to reprimand you. Our audience will not tolerate language like doo-doo or the SH word.
Yeah.
So you want to apologize to everybody?
I apologize to the listening community.
Folks, I don't think he meant to say doo-doo.
Mm-mm. Just stick to the other words you like to use.
Diarrhea. Like you always pus.
Dieta.
Yeah, those words that you like so much. Let's get Michael in here. Michael, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug. How you doing?
Good, Mike. And you?
Hey, great. AM and PM.
Thank you.
How can I help you?
I've got a second opinion situation. My 16-year-old Jack Russell got a swelling on his cheek below his eye and above the teeth in the upper jaw. Mm-hmm. And it persisted for about 3 days until it finally swelled up really big this morning. Mm-hmm. She took him in and... they said that he has an abscess, maybe two, and that they're going to have to do surgery on Monday. And I guess she brought home a couple of pills. I don't know exactly what they are.
Well, what kind of surgery are they talking about? Because that is a classic presentation for a root abscess. And one of those molars back there is, or premolars could be, depending on where it's located exactly, the root actually enters into the sinus below the eye, and it can get infected and pus-filled and swells.
Pus, there's the word. Yep. There it is. He loves that word.
It gets very pussy.
There you go.
And the tooth has to be removed, or the one or two teeth have to be removed. So that's the surgery, and then they might lance the front part. So that's legitimate, that's correct, and that's what you need to do. And we usually start them on antibiotics a day or two before the procedure so that they already have protection in their system. So your vet sounds like he's got you right on. Okay.
Great. We got surprised, and I don't want to pin you on prices, but we got hit with, like, say, almost a little under $300 for today's visit. Do you know about what the surgery is going to hit us with?
You know, that would be totally impossible because every vet, based on where they work and where they're...
It's two roots. I know that. They got to pull two out.
I don't know. It'd be more than that, definitely.
So, more than 15?
Someone's going to have to anesthetize. I don't know what they did today. They might want to do some blood work, which would be reasonable and responsible. Make sure that the anesthesia is safe for a 16-year-old. And they're going to put monitors on them. There's a lot of things they want to do with a 16-year-old. The procedure doesn't take all that much time. In fact, a lot of times those teeth are very unhealthy, and they kind of come out pretty easily on a 16-year-old.
So we're talking like maybe a couple grand then.
Oh no. I would, and again, I don't want to put a price on it, but I would guess it's definitely somewhere between. I am going to put a price on it, I guess. For us, it would probably be somewhere around I'd say 500 to 800 total, if that much.
Okay. Hey, just for the audience, we're keeping Lucky. He's a great dog, and he's got many years left on him. We're just trying to budget. That's all.
Yeah, no, I got
getting
it.
The procedure, so, no matter what,
Michael. Michael,
yeah.
Now listen, you're talking about this abscess this dog has. I'm just going to Well, I know this from past experience.
Here it comes.
If you ever find, what's your dog's name? Lucky?
Lucky Spot.
I love Jack Russells, by the way. If you ever notice the dog starts passing gas, and when the gas comes out, it makes the sound, Honda, Honda.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful. That's a rectal abscess, and that abscess makes the fart go Honda.
Holy
moly. Oh, my God.
What in the world? Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
I have to say I'm sorry for what I said.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Remember before you made me say sorry?
You said doo-doo. Doo-doo is a solid, disgusting matter. Abscess makes the fart go Honda. Is a play.
Does a brain even work like that?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. We're out of time.
Thank you so much, everybody. I took too much time
being stupid. Well, doctor, I say we do it again next week. What do you say?
Sounds wonderful.
All right, there you go. Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Thank you, doctor. And, of course, he's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. Download it. You'll be glad you did. It's a great way to get Laclede Cab. John Landoff. Business must be very, very good.
Yes.
He's unavailable today. So what can I possibly tell you to get you? Oh, I know. I can shame you into it. I can shame you into at least giving Johnny Landoff a shot at your business if you're AM and the PM. Now, the exceptions would be, let's say you're listening, you go, I'm buying a Bentley. Okay. They don't sell those. But if you're saying I'm going to buy a pickup truck, well, I don't care what pickup truck. If you're AM and the PM, go look at the Silverado pickup truck before you make that decision. If you're thinking I'm going to buy a mid-20s, $20,000 to $30,000 sedan, depending on what stuff you like on it, loaded up or pretty basic, and I want it to be really comfortable and nice riding a good-looking car. If you don't go look at the Impala, or maybe look at the Malibu, that's a decent-sized car, too, shame on you. I'm shaming you. You're AM and the PM. How could you not go there? Now, here's the other thing. I've never been a person to say, here's where you have to go, and if you don't, you're a horrible person. We're saying go there and look, take a test drive shot. If you don't like whatever it is about Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, go somewhere else. Go somewhere else. It's not going to happen. There's no. Here's a statement I can make. I can't ever say, and I hear these other car dealers making it sound like, oh, man, nobody can match our prices. That's not true. That's complete BS. All these people are within the same couple of dollars of each other. They have to be. But what I will tell you is this. If you go anywhere to buy a vehicle, truck, car, used, new, and they treat you better than they do at Johnny Landoff, then Johnny needs to go back and hold a refresher course on how to deal with customers. I don't think that's going to happen. The other places could take a lesson from the way they do business at Landoff, because here's how they do business. Buying a car, and I use car as a generic term, SUV, truck, whatever, should be maybe the second most exciting experience of your life. Okay, third. Sex, the first time, not probably the most exciting. Getting your first home, number two. Getting a new car, number three. Even if your new car is a pre-owned car. And they get that. And while many dealers it seems to me at least, it's just another day of selling people vehicles. They're as excited for you as you're going to be excited. So you people that think, oh, man, I can't stand the thought of going to buy a car. You must have never bought a car at Johnny Landoff. And that's it. I'm not going to get into this. These prices, here's how many units. They got hundreds, thousands of cars. They got great prices. They got rebate. They got all that stuff everybody else is. But they have something the other people don't have. They have the Johnny Landoff way of dealing with you. And other people don't have that. I could name you names, because I know this for a fact. I know these people, of a couple of dealers who not only you won't meet the guy whose name is on the sign, he doesn't want to meet you. Not interested in that. They're interested in having a meeting upstairs and get out there and sell some cars. And they don't want to personally meet the people who are putting the money in their pockets. He does. He does. And whenever possible, he wants to shake your hand and thank you for the business. You know what he does? He does exactly what I told my boys to do when they went into business, when they went to the restaurant business. I said, act every day like it's the first day you open the doors. You ever been in a place on their first day when they're open? Oh, thank you for coming. We saw, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Please come back. How was everything? That's how they do business at Johnny Londo. If you'd have thought this dealership just opened yesterday, the way they act, oh, my goodness, thank you. We really appreciate your business. No, they've been there since 1960, but they do business as if they just started, and they need to make it. And they're only going to make it if they make you happy. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. Johnny Londoff. Oh, I'm sorry, justlondoff.com.
Let's get a look at the highways now and see how traffic's moving. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. Eastbound 40 is stacking up from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Normally, that's normal, but we've got a stalled vehicle that's blocking the left center lane on the Illinois side of the Poplar Street Bridge, and that's what's really causing this delay. On westbound 40, things are stacking up. Kings Highway through McCausland. We're slowing now from Clayton Warson out through Mason. That was all due to an earlier stall that's been cleared. And we're getting a little heavy on the Boone Bridge. On eastbound 270, stacking up from Lindbergh through Highway 170. On southbound 270, a stop-and-go patch between Olive and Ladue. And then from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry, we're running slow. And we're looking, things are really crawling right now through that construction zone on northbound 255 between 5570 and 270. And this report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is what doctor recommended and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. Get yours at Toys R Us, Babies R Us, and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house! Touchdown, Missouri!
A huge early conference matchup for Mizzou this weekend. Hi, I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join our Tiger Network crew this Saturday morning as the Tigers host Heisman hopeful Todd Gurley and the Georgia Bulldogs. Kickoff at Faurot Field is at 11. Tiger Network coverage begins at 9, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
This is huge news. Golden Oak rates are now in the twos. We're at 2.875 fixed. Don't miss out this time.
And you still won't pay for the appraisal if your loan doesn't get approved. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up.
We don't need your card because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. We have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and our rate today is 2.875.
We even have a program that eliminates PMI or mortgage insurance, even if you don't have 20% equity.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD.
567-4653.
Rates are down to 2.875, 15-year fixed, APR 3.904. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
With Insperity, you can help your company run better, grow faster, and make more money. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Insperity's HR and business performance solutions are designed with your company in mind to provide insightful expense and financial management, payroll and retirement services, or if your company is ready for a full suite of HR and business performance solutions, Insperity Workforce Optimization includes employment administration, employee benefits, workers' compensation, government compliance, performance management, online training, and so much more. Simply call 1-877-273-6011 or visit Insperity.com today. One call to Insperity at 1-877-273-6011 handles all of this and more, giving you more time to focus on your business. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
The most important purchase you make is a home, and the most important person you need to talk to and hire is a real estate agent. The best in the St. Louis metropolitan area for the last 17 years, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. How's the market?
The market is hot, McGraw. It is not just a buyer's market anymore. It is a perfect storm for buyers and sellers.
So because that's going on, what does that mean for the homeowner or the home seller?
Home prices have raised almost 8% in the last year, but interest rates are still historic. historically low, so it's a great time to buy and sell.
Many people think they can do this themselves.
They think they can. There's so much more than just putting a sign in the yard. So call us. We'll stage your home. We'll give you an evaluation, and we'll give you the up-to-date market analysis as well as the 500 other things that go on with selling real estate.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS, 314-726-SOLD, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Windows for $189. Are you kidding me? Or how about overpriced wood, composite, or fiberglass windows that are pieced together and fastened, screwed, caulked, and sealed at every corner, which can deteriorate over time, causing costly repairs? Our Viwinko windows utilize one-frame technology. All Viwinko corners are precision heat welded at 490 degrees for ultimate strength, which wood, composite, and fiberglass windows cannot duplicate. Viwinko windows with their one-frame technology will not split, rot, expand, or gap open. This allows Viwinko windows to achieve excellent structural ratings, energy savings, while being Energy Star compliant. After 42 years in this industry, I know windows. My name is Julius Korsanek, and our Viwinko windows with one-frame technology are affordable and available today. We sell to professional contractors that live and work in your community. Please visit WSDepot.com. That's WSDepot.com. Remember, if you don't buy at wholesale, you're paying too much.
Entrepreneurs and business owners, you can gain months of valuable contacts in just a few hours. Find the latest products and services to take your business to the next level. Attend the St. Louis Business Expo, Wednesday, October 22nd, from 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. at the St. Charles Convention Center. This is the largest business-to-business expo in Missouri. Admission is free, and so are the informative seminars. Learn how to grow your business, benefit from social media, supercharge your sales, and more. To register, go to stlewisbusinessexpo.com or call 314-569-569.
Looking for a brand new Missouri winery? Look no further. You found Yellow Farmhouse Winery. It's in Defiance. Take Highway 94 to Defiance. You can't miss it. It's a big, giant yellow farmhouse, hence Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Wines outstanding. Their Norton is fabulous. 10 different wines made right there at Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Their Norton, their Chambersin, and Rosé. To find out more, yellowfarmhousewines.com. We'll see you there in Defiance at Yellow Farmhouse Winery.
Research, price, find. OnlyCars.com helps you get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Without trees, hide and seek would just be seek. Trees are a natural playground with built-in shade. Visit treeswork.org for more on how trees work for kids. Brought to you by the Missouri Department of Conservation.
It's a conversation about the world of firearms on Target Talk St. Louis, presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton, beginning every Sunday at 6 p.m. on KTRS.
He's back!
Don't miss the Dennis George Show. Well, wait a minute, that's me, live and local, with all the happenings in and around St. Louis.
The Dennis George Show, Sundays from 9 till 11 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Trying to sell a home? Need help buying? You need experience and results. Hi, this is Terry Hall, and these are some of the results of recent clients I helped. I helped an investor get a home 30% below list price. I helped a lady sell a home $15,000 over list price in 5 hours. I just helped a young buyer close on a deal where there were six other people bidding on the home. You trying to sell? You trying to buy a home? Call me, Terry Hall, 314-220-0524. 314-220-0524.
People say I'm crazy.
Yeah, they do. They say I'm crazy doing this, and they're right.
Well, they give me all kinds of warnings.
Yep, I have warnings.
To save me from ruin.
We have Linda back on the phone. Linda called us earlier, and we couldn't talk because we had to get Dr. Doug in here, but she was so nice and said, yeah, call me back. Linda, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. How about you guys? I'm AM and a PM.
Well, yeah. We can tell that. Now, what's going on, Linda?
Hey, not much.
Well,
I'm just
you called us.
Yeah, I'm just want to let you know I'm gaining weight, and I've got a big pot of homemade vegetable soup cooking, big thing of cornbread.
Oh, man.
Now, what?
Cornbread?
What are you up to now? How many?
You know, you sound just like my wife. Oh, wait. No, I'm thinking of somebody else. Now, you sound like when you said I'm gaining weight, like you're proud that you're gaining weight. Because I remember you said you had trouble gaining weight.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I was just sick and had so many surgeries, and I just kind of went downhill, you know. But
yeah.
I'm getting better now. I'm gaining weight.
Now, I believe you were 108. You wanted to be 118.
Right.
You said that's your happiest weight was 118.
Right, yeah.
Where are you now? What do you weigh now?
Well, I kind of slipped back a little. I weigh 104.
Uh-oh. Wrong direction.
Yeah, but...
Well, I can certainly relate, knowing what it's like to try to gain weight. Oh, wait.
No.
I'm thinking of somebody else. That's,
it's hard to gain weight.
No, it's not.
That's us. I could give you some tips.
Yeah, stick with us. Spend about a month with me. You'll gain some weight. So you made what? Homemade soup and what? Cornbread?
Uh-huh. Yeah, homemade vegetable soup. I started it at 9 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
And
now, what's in that soup? What all is in there?
Well, I cook my stew meat, and then I cut up my celery, and cut up my other vegetables, and I'm still cooking
I'll bet your soup is fantastic.
Yeah, everybody kind of likes it. My husband takes it for work every day when I make it.
What kind of meat do you put in there?
Stew meat, and I just...
What is that? What is stew meat? My wife never cooked a meal. My wife's never made anything.
It's
kind of a
tougher cut of meat, and, you just cook it, and it's got a good flavor to it, and when it gets done, I take and I pull the gristle part off of it.
Oh, good. I hate that. I hate gristle.
Yeah.
So
and
then it becomes tender when it's simmering all day, correct?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, because when you say it's a tougher cut of meat, I don't want to have to chew down on my stew.
Now, do you cook it first in the oven or whatever? Don't put it raw with the...
No, I cook the meat by itself for a while. First off, I saute it and then kind of brown it a little bit.
Mm.
And then I just start adding.
Uh-oh.
And I just keep simmering it and adding water until it gets real good and tender. And I throw an onion in there and cook that with it. And then after that gets done, I put my celery in there and then my tomatoes and then my vegetables.
Mm.
Ain't done. I started at 9. It'll probably be done about 6:30 today.
You know, I used to work for a woman, and it's odd. When you said that you used a tough cut of meat, the woman I used to work for, they used to refer to her as this very meat in her stew. They'd say, boy, she is one tough cut.
I don't think that said that.
Oh, it sounded kind of like
that. It was something
that.
Else. It sounded like that.
So cornbread, another one of my favorites.
I think I know who you're talking
about. How do
you
make your cornbread?
Well, I just got a recipe, and I pull it out, and I throw my eggs in there and my flour and the cornmeal.
Where do you live, Linda?
In San Charles.
Well, that's not that far.
Hey, Linda, do you put beef bouillon in there with that vegetable soup?
Yes, I do. Sometimes I do if the meat's not flavored enough for me. You know, I'm one of these people that sample my food all day as I'm cooking to make sure I got it right, you know.
So what time does your husband get home from work?
Well, he got home early today. Uh-huh. He's working down in St. Louis right now, so he got off at 3 today. And so But he's a workaholic. That man works from sun up to sundown.
Tell us about
it.
Yeah, tell us about it. We're the same way.
We're worn out.
What does he do?
He's a construction worker.
Yeah, they work hard. Now, I'll bet the other guys are jealous when he opens that thermos up with that soup and they go, what's his first name?
My husband's name?
Yeah.
Randy.
Randy, wow, cornbread and soup. You are one lucky guy. I'll bet he's the envy of all the other construction workers. What else do you prepare for him to take to work?
Well, normally I'll make, a pie. I'll put make him a peach cobbler.
You know what? It sounds like I'm talking to my own wife.
Yeah.
I can relate to so much of this. Making a homemade pie, stew, cornbread. No way. I'm thinking somebody else. What's your best pie you make?
Well, everybody kind of likes my cherry pie.
I love cherry pie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a little secret to making a good cherry pie. Put almond extract in it.
Ah, really?
Now we know. Now, what part of St. Charles do you live in?
On the North Service Road type.
Yeah. Here's
on
what
the
I'm
north
thinking.
Side of 70.
Here's what I'm thinking. We go on the air at 3. What if one day we just came over there and you fed us?
Okay. I can see that, I guess.
Was that okay with a question?
She hesitated. She didn't seem that excited about it. Think about it, because we'd be willing to go out of our way and cut into our busy schedules for some good cornbread and a piece of cherry pie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's we'd have to...
Now, would your husband be jealous if he was still at work and you had three guys over at the
three
house?
Three handsome strapping.
I'm guessing no.
Nah, he wouldn't. He'd probably come in and offer you guys a beer.
Well, we wouldn't still be there when he got home. Well, I don't know.
Well, depending on how it goes.
If the food's that good, we might stay.
Yeah.
Now, let me just ask you this. How long have you been married?
I got married in 2003.
Well, you're practically a newlywed.
Yeah, my other husband, he'd passed away, and we met, and we just kind of hooked up, and it works out real good for us.
Well, your first husband didn't die from malnutrition, that's for sure.
No.
So, this guy, what's his name again?
Randy.
Randy.
How'd you meet him?
Well, it was kind of he was down there working in my dad's garden, and that's how we met, in my dad's garden.
Yeah. Oh. Like the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve.
Yeah, I guess.
Was it a love at first sight kind of deal?
Well, were you in the garden, too?
Well, I went down to talk to Dad about some business stuff.
And you bent over to pick up a tomato, and...
All you had was a leaf on.
Yeah.
And he saw you bend over in the garden, he thought, I want some of that.
Oh, yeah, that's where it went.
Well, you know what? We have to go, but we're going to get the rest of this story, as Paul Harris would say. I want to hear more of this story. It's a good story.
Okay.
And, boy, oh, boy, enjoy that cornbread. I wish I had a piece of that with a lot of butter on it. But we'll talk soon, okay?
Okay.
And congratulate. Right. Look, you'll get that weight back. Trust me.
I will. I'm working hard on it.
Well, you need some pointers. We'll help you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Makes pies.
Yeah.
Homemade stew, cornbread, sending them off with good, hearty, stick-to-your-ribs food. It's like I'm talking to somebody from another planet, because I can't really...
No.
There's not any of it.
What would happen if one day you left for work and you saw a lunch packed waiting to...
I know it was for her boyfriend. I know that my wife had found a boyfriend, and he was so much better than I am that she even started cooking for him. That's what I would know. Bill Cleveland's on the way. Mark and Jason. You know who that is? I bet most of you can go ahead right now and tell me their last names. Go ahead. That's right. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Very good. You passed the test. They're financial advisors. See, here's what happens. You get out of your parents' house. You're on your own. You get a job. Maybe you get married. Maybe you don't. But you get a job. Then you got to decide, okay, I make this much money. Do I spend it all and not have anything down the road, or do I put some aside for myself right away and then spend the rest? Let's go with plan B. And if you've done that, or maybe you work somewhere, they have a 401k or some kind of profit-sharing deal, so you've been able to put some money away. At some point, you have to decide, are you going to control all that money, what happens to it, or are you going to get some help, some advice from somebody who knows a lot more than you do? That would be, in this case, Mark and Jason. There are other people that do it. Come on, I know that. Lots of them. But if you'll have a meeting with Mark and Jason, you have $25,000 or more, no matter what you're doing with it. If it's investable money or money that has already been invested, meet with them, talk to them about that money. See what they say based on, and they're asking some questions. They want to know about you and your lifestyle and what you expect to get out of all this down the road. And compare it with what you're doing. And if you like them, boom, you stick with them. If you don't, you thank them for the meeting. Mark and Jason, 27 years with Stifel Nicolaus. I think you're going to like these guys a lot. You can find out everything you need to know at markandjason.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now. Here's Tim Wiley.
They've cleared the stall off of eastbound 5564 on the Illinois end of the Poplar Street Bridge. You're still backed up to Jefferson. We have heavier traffic on westbound 40. out from Highway 94 to almost Wing Haven. Westbound 44, a little slowdown between Mirage to 141. And on northbound 170, slow stretches between Natural Bridge and Highway 270. And this report brought to you by Purolator Filters. Purolator invented the oil filter 90 years ago right here in the USA. And they've been trusted by professionals and do-it-yourselfers to keep it pure ever since. Purolator, keep it pure. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Choose Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. It's formulated to make your drive come alive. So if you want to add more excitement behind the wheel, choose Shell V-Power today.
From downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. That's STL Taxi. It's free. Download it. It's a great app. Good way to get a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Well, Mario Lopez writes in his new book that he once had a one-night stand with a pop star in Las Vegas, and word is it was Britney Spears.
Ooh.
Yeah, it must have been pretty wild because, well, in the throes of passion, Britney, I guess, lip-synced Mario's name.
Oh, boy. Oh, I hate that.
They say they feel pretty excited about the new Mario Lopez book. A word is publisher has printed at least 100 copies. So.
Wow. Oh, boy.
That's the way it came. So there's an armless woman in China that makes the news from time to time. She sews with her feet. She has her own shop, I guess, and makes stuff, a wide range of stuff, making everything with nothing but her feet. Pretty impressive. You got to hand it to her.
Oh, you got to hand it to her. See what he did there?
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah,
no, that was stupid. Sorry. And finally, this afternoon.
No, Bill. Not stupid at all.
Call that filler. Although it's kind of amusing to see some of the different products that celebrities sell under their name. Found it today, actually, the supermodel Kate Moss.
Yeah.
Kate Moss has a line of homemade jam.
Yeah.
It comes in two styles, low fat and empty. And,
she's really skinny. Oh, she's always been.
Supermodels.
Like yeah.
Oh, too skinny.
Supermodels
yeah.
don't eat anything.
I guess you have to know. I don't pay any attention to supermodels, so.
Huh.
I don't look
Me
at
Me neither, people. Just for the joke.
Okay.
Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you once again this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
See ya.